Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Earlier this year, 28-year-old Sandra Bland posted this video online.
White people. Yes, black people know that all lives matter. But what I need you guys to understand is that being a black person in America is very, very hard. Although you all love to say, oh, nobody should see race. People are the reason that racism is still alive. Well, what kind of people are the reason? Black racists have no power, whereas white racists do. They have power because they are in positions of control, or they're in positions where they can influence the control over black people. Yes, that is very true.
Last Friday, in Prairie View, Texas, Sandra Bland was pulled over by police for failing to use her signal when she changed lanes. But what began as a routine stop ended with her being arrested for assault on a public servant and brought to jail. 3 days later, this past Monday, Sandra Bland was found dead in her cell. The Harris County Medical Examiner ruled the death a suicide, but her family and an increasing number of activists are not satisfied with that explanation. St. John Barnard Smith joins us. He covers criminal justice for the Houston Chronicle. St. John, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
So first of all, can you just tell us a little bit about what we know about why Sandra Bland was initially stopped and then arrested?
So Sandra Bland had just come down from Illinois and was going to start a new job at Prairie View A&M University. And on Friday, she was stopped fairly close to the university for failing to signal a lane change. And then from there, the official version is from police is that she was argumentative and uncooperative. They brought her out of the car, and then, according to them, she kicked an officer, and that's what led to her arrest.
Right. Well, so there's no video, as far as we know yet, of the initial stop. But there is a video that was shot by a bystander that shows at least part of what happened to Sandra Bland during her arrest. And in the video, it's a bit shaky, but you can see police officers on top of her. She's down on the ground, and she can be heard asking officers why they're being so rough with her. So let's listen. So you hear Sandra Bland there saying, you just slammed my head onto the ground. Don't you even care about that? But what happened then, St. John, after Sandra Bland was arrested?
She was uncooperative, according to this witness and to police. And eventually an ambulance showed up, but she apparently declined treatment. She was then taken to the jail, which is a 110-person facility about 50 miles northwest of Houston. And then she was in the jail for 3 days, and on Monday morning around 9 a.m., jailers apparently found her dead of self-inflicted asphyxiation by a plastic bag, which had been in the jail cell.
Mm. Well, so this is, of course, the reason why we're talking, one of the reasons why we're talking about this, because it goes from an initial stop for a traffic violation to Sandra Bland being arrested to being found dead in her cell in jail. As you said, police have ruled her death a suicide, but her family doesn't believe that version of events. What are they saying?
Well, yesterday they had a press conference in Chicago, and they were just talking about what a vibrant, confident person she was and how this just seems totally out of character. And they're, you know, concerned about what happened in that cell, what led to her apparent suicide. And actually, they said they'd be coming down here to meet with investigators and to try and get more answers.
Mm. And those investigators now, we know the FBI is getting involved in looking into the causes of her death?
Right. So the case, the Waller County Sheriff's Office initially asked the Texas Rangers, which is a special law enforcement unit here in Texas, to investigate. And then they ended up asking for the FBI to join the investigation.
Mm. And I'm seeing that there's some questions around the sheriff himself and about his past and background in terms of race relations.
Right. He was suspended for a couple of weeks back in 2007 when he was the police chief of the city of Hempstead. And he later, I believe, was fired. And part of the reasons given were issues of racism. But at a press conference in Waller County yesterday, he directly addressed those and said that a lot of that had been politically motivated, and said that Black Lives Matter to him.
Well, there are still obviously so many questions and so much we don't know about what has happened. And hopefully we'll find out more as the investigation continues. But Sinjin, what kind of response is Sandra Bland's death getting there in Houston?
Well, I can say that at least two protests are being talked about today. There's one apparently, I believe there was one yesterday as well. My colleague was up there reporting from the scene while I was reporting down here. And, you know, I think it's raised a lot of questions for people down here.
Well, Sinjin Barnard-Smith covers criminal justice for The Houston Chronicle. Sinjin, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.